Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.
Number 5.
Now, we have ordinances that take care of these unlawful people, and we need to start using them. This city council cannot even help us from losing business. They can't even put a moratorium on the needle exchanges new to the city. Maybe we should have a taxpayer moratorium until you get this thing cleaned up.
You don't hear the applause after that business owner spoke to city leaders, giving them an earful. Yeah, it's Bangor. The business leader that you heard researched two of the homeless people, one camping near her business and the other stalking her through downtown. And then learning that both of the homeless had committed dozens upon dozens of criminal infractions. Bangor, you got a problem.
Number 4.
State police, the Marine Patrol, game wardens, everyone is out visiting towns to collect the memory sticks from tabulator machines and any paper ballots that they need to bring back to Augusta so that we can start the ranked choice voting tabulation process.
That's Maine Deputy Secretary of State Kate McBrien. She talked with us yesterday. Counting begins today. We are not going to know the winners until maybe sometime mid-next week. And right now those ballots are getting better police protection than a catalytic converter in downtown Lewiston.
Number 3.
Former gubernatorial candidate Elliot Cutler is in Penobscot County Jail for violating his probation. That's according to Hancock County District Attorney Robert Granger.
The 79-year-old was just released on $10,000 bail about 3 weeks ago after violating his probation for a fifth time.
Anchor team from WABI TV5 telling us that Elliot Cutler's lawyer says that his client refused. This is why he's back in jail, violating probation for a sixth time?
Number six.
Okay. Cutler's lawyer says Cutler refused to sign a probation treatment plan that restricted access to the internet and didn't sign it because a week or two before, a judge allowed him limited internet access. I think he just wants to watch the World Cup.
Number 2.
The referendum will not move forward unless the challengers appeal to the Maine Supreme Judicial Court, which they are entitled to do.
Heard this in your newscast just a moment ago. Paul Wolf, that's Secretary of State Shenna Bellows. After the Superior Court Judge Deborah Cashman was the judge who rejected the appeal from Protect Girls Sports. Bellows banned a citizen-initiated question that would design access to girls' sports and safe spaces based on sex at birth. Opponents allege that signature gatherers engaged in circulator fraud and misconduct. It is indeed on to the Maine Supreme Court.
Number 1.
We ended the war with Iran today, and they have agreed never to have a nuclear weapon, something that we insisted on. That was the whole purpose. That was 95% of it. And they've done it in the most powerful way you can do it.
President Trump on that campaign call, you heard at Fox News, top of the hour, claiming the conflict with Iran is over. The markets are reacting. I bet we're going to see a drop at the pump before the day is through. I filled up for 409 yesterday.
Whoa, what a bagging.
409. Now, no disrespect to the president, nor to the idea of peace, or to the goal of Iran without a nuke. But this is like the 30th time that the president has said that we've won. Let's see if this one sticks. Also telling you later this morning, the premiere of Graham Platner's Top 10 as Christina Parker of the Wicked Smart podcast joins us during the Newsmakers Hour. Also legal briefs this morning. And we had a meeting this week after we played for you a clip of the Wall Street Journal interviewing the two headhunters that came to Maine, Marath and Fan, those are their last names, to find and recruit someone to run against Susan Collins. They landed on Graham Platner. We keep thinking about something those kids, I call them kids, said in that clip. And there's a word that keeps coming to me that bothers me. Not the word vat and not the kid's creepy voice. Heard a lot about the kid's voice. But there was one word that kid hit me. I almost texted you again in the middle of the night, Paul. I'm sorry. I shouldn't do that.
No, it's fine.
Midnight, 1 a.m., 2 a.m. Nah. Hey, you know what I heard? Click, 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 click. So it is the question of the day. And before I dig into this kids count data, would you give people the question of the day based on that, Paul Wolf?
Certainly. Do you think candidates are, quote, grown in vats, as claimed by the duo who found, researched, and recruited Graham Plattner to run for U.S. Senate?
Grown in vats. Put a pin in that. We'll come back to all of that today. However, we said earlier, Maine's still a good place to raise a child, according to the 2026 Kids Count report. But we're asking a different question this morning. Is Maine still a good place to educate one? Takeaways in a moment. I saw coverage of this week. Newspapers, television stations. And everyone talked about, okay, here's the latest data. I didn't see anyone do a comparison. Remember, the Brookings Institute data came out, and we decided to compare it to what the same report gave us 20 years ago. I decided to do the same with this, the Kids Count 2026 book, but I compared it to what we knew in 2006. And it's not a collapse, but it's a steep, steep decline. Consider this. In 2006, according to this Kids Count data book, how our kids are doing health-wise, education-wise, and more, in 2006, Maine ranked 11th in the country for child well-being. In 2006, we were 11th in the country for child well-being. Not perfect, not number one. That's pretty strong, though. 2026, we slipped to 21st. Couple of things are concerning here. First, Maine saw the biggest drop in child well-being in the country since 2019. Not one of the biggest. Maine posted the biggest. No state slid further south in child well-being than the state of Maine. What's that tell you about how we're doing since 2019 in this state? And second, and this is the one that should scare the bedaylights out of you, Maine now ranks among all of the states for the education that we're giving our kids, 41st. 41st. That means 40 other states are doing better than us. We're now 41st. In 2006, they didn't have the exact same metric. They didn't rank just education. But I found this within the 2006 Kids Count data book. Back in 2006, Maine ranked 6th for teen dropouts, meaning we were keeping the kids in school. And Maine ranked 12th for teens neither in school nor working. We were doing a better job of getting kids into school, getting them through school in 2006. And now, it may be apples to apricots, but now we are 41st in the nation. Even with lower enrollments, even with higher spending, Maine is now 41st in the nation for educating our kids. Here come our takeaways. Takeaway number one. Maine is no longer a top-tier child well-being state. We used to be, not anymore. The index has changed over the years, so this is not, again, a perfect apples-to-apples comparison. But the public-facing reality is still very, very clear. We went from 11th in 2006 to 21st in 2026. That is not a rounding error. That is not collapse, but it is some serious, serious slippage. Takeaway number two, education is the crisis point. 41st. You don't need to understand mathematics to understand that 41st in the nation is not a good thing. This is not something you can explain away. You're going to hear a lot of people that will react to this say, well, there's COVID. Our teachers aren't getting enough money. Put a pin in that. We'll come back to it. Kids aren't coming to school. Absenteeism. Okay, cell phones, sure. Curriculum, don't get us started. And a breakdown of families, who's to blame for that? I think the real question here is, are Maine kids learning what they need to learn? And if the answer is no, then we need to ask the next question. Who owns that? Takeaway number three, Maine's family and community strengths, okay? That's keeping the overall number from dropping even lower. When it comes to family and community, Maine ranks 6th, which suggests we have some strengths. Maybe it's the smaller communities. Maybe we've got lower teen birth rates going on right now. Fewer children living in high poverty areas because we've expanded Maine care to the point where, yeah, it's breaking our bank, but the kids are doing better. I think the family and community strength is helping Maine from sliding even further south, and schools can still look normal. The ball field behind the school can look full. But as for inside the school, kids are still falling behind. Takeaway number four. They look at the economics in the state and they claim, this is Kids Count data, they claim that Maine is 12th in economic well-being. Does that sound right to you? Compared, you got the same look on your face, Paul, right now that I had when I read it. 12th for economic well-being. Maybe it's for the kids. Economic well-being is 12th, not the families, because when you look at what families are shelling out right now for child care because of overregulation, for rent, for energy cost, electricity, for groceries, for medical bills, whose fault is that? Housing? Maine can say, we're number 12. I think you'd get a different response if you were asking around the kitchen table. Takeaway number five. The 2006 report warned us that all of this was coming. In 2006, 20 years ago, we had a report that told us, you've got problems coming, Maine, and you need to do this. Early childhood education, child care, and how kids need support before they ever walk into kindergarten. 20 years ago, we were told, you need to address this or you're going to be in a mess. 2026 is here. Maine is 41st in education. We're in a mess. Where were the leaders? Where were the visionaries 20 years ago? Because Kids Count warned us. And here's the parallel I wanted to draw. Just like the Brookings Institute warned us. But the comparison for the 2026 Kids Count data and the 2006 Kids Count data, again, tell us. I say shout to us. The majority party ignore the warnings. And now who's suffering? Kids. Takeaway number six. You're going to hear a lot of people say this. The pandemic. COVID did this to us. COVID caused this problem. Remote learning. The 2026 report says education setbacks are widespread after COVID. Yes, kids were disrupted, teachers were exhausted, families were stressed, schools were inconsistent. But why is it that most every other state in the nation has recovered and recovered well, but Maine hasn't? Why is that? And why is no one asking that question? And takeaway number seven. This is a story about governance. This is not about schools. Or just schools. This is not just about parents, not just about poverty. This is about who's responsible for these results, especially if we were warned 20 years ago that it was coming. Now, so help me. Sweet baby Jesus, help me. If you launch another task force, another study, another slogan, another spending package, you want to throw more money at this? Or send out another press release, you are only proving that you have learned absolutely nothing, Augusta. Those are the takeaways. Now we come to the conclusions. Yeah, Maine's got a great quality of life. A quality of life doesn't mean a great education, and our kids are competing against kids in every other state in the nation. Family strength may be masking institutional weakness. That's the way that I worded it. Those are big words. What am I saying? What I'm saying is Maine is leaning too much on our past and not looking to our future. And I told you to put a pin in the teacher pay debate. Yes, teaching matters. Yes, teachers matter in recruitment and retention. But can I point out, Maine set the statewide minimum teacher salary and bumped up the others. What, $40,000 starting salary for teachers with Governor Mills' budget in 2020 and 2021. Do these numbers give us any idea that that made a dent, made a difference? It's not about pay.
Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out how much your home is worth instantly at laughlinwolfingtonrealty.com.